write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
And I sure like wine.
Whee!
Chickadee, well, chickadee, I've got a feeder, oh, you know that I need ya. Chickadee, well, chickadee, bound to come with me. Come along, chickadee. I've got ants in the basement and bats in the attic. My fishing poles are in asthmatic. Get on a boat, well, get on the sea. Take a trip with me. Come along, chickadee. Woo! Honeybee, honeybee, let's have a fling, a pollinating ring. Honeybee, well, honeybee, are you in love with me? Come along, woo!
That's Trevor Marty with Bird Feeder Rag here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome. Another live, as usual, live episode and fun-filled episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in beautiful downtown Thief River Falls. And it really is a pretty town because it has two rivers coming in, converging, the Red Lake River from the east and the Thief River from the north. And so pretty in the river winds through town and then dumps down over the dam and continues on to Crookston and eventually to the Red River of the North, just south of Grand Forks, North Dakota. And we got lots of good music tonight, including two new acts and a very fine outstate artist. So lots to look forward to. As I mentioned, Trevor Marty, he's a fourth generation gigging musician. Whether he's playing a resonator or a flat top guitar, his job for playing is palpable and addictive. In 2003, he released a live album, Red Hot Daisy Juice, with the band Mott Mott, much to the delight of the band's fans. Beneath the Trees was released in 2005 and has garnered exceptional response, positive reviews, and internet and college radio play. And his latest release from 2009 is Troubled Times. Doing well, gathering quite a following. Trevor Marty. He says music is, was, and ever shall be all about bringing people together. Amen. Amen. Well, up next here on Minnesota Homebrew, a gentleman who's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. I met him about 4 years ago at the State Fair gig. His name is Jeff Goodson. He's a singer-songwriter from St. Louis Park, and he performs acoustic tunes about love and lost love. And he sends along this little poem from, I'm guessing, this CD liner of his latest. And I'll read it. me introducing me is an awkward thing. I would rather just sing and play and hear the music in my brain and my heart. I know I am my face and my smile. I am my voice and my walk. I am my wants and my needs. I'm also these songs, the happy ones and the sad, the optimistic ones and the cynical, the ones that come from life and the fictional. I, we, they are all of the same name. Here's Jeff Goodson with a new song to Minnesota Homebrew titled Music Dude.
You're listening to Radio KJLG. You know, before phones with apps, discovering a new song and a new singer could be quite an adventure.
Use all my strength to go on going in a world where crazies overflowing. What I've got coming already came and went. All my common sense has done been spent. Stuck in a cellar I'm not buying. Have to laugh just to keep from crying. But I found a secret to get me through the day. The simple melody, and I just got to say, Music Dude, I wanna thank you for the tune. It grabs my heart and brings it home again. So strum a few, your chords linger in my room. I close my eyes and I see your truth, my friend. I'm not accustomed to gushing, but your song got my adrenaline rushing. Since I heard it on the radio, I haven't been the same. Then they cut to a commercial and never said your name. So Music Dude, I wanna thank you for the tune. It grabs my heart and brings it home again. So strum a few, your chords linger in my room. I close my eyes and I see your truth, my friend. My heart is flying as the notes begin to soar. Harmonies in waves wash upon the shore. My soul is bursting like lightning from a cloud, and I have to sing along. Oh, I have to sing.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Well, I'm not sure what happened there, but my apologies to Jeff Goodson. I'll check that out. Yes, a brand new act to Minnesota Homebrew. He's from St. Cloud, singer-songwriter, attended St. Cloud Tech High School and St. Cloud State University. His name is Rick Bizdoc. That's spelled B-Z. D-O-K. I like that name. And Rick's Facebook page states that he is a burrito wrangler at Chipotle Grill, and his photo page intimates that he's a spiritual person, as can also be surmised from some of his song titles. Here's Rick Bizdock with Boats.
Share your emotion in a dark blue ocean, drown alone, where could help be? On an island, oh, and the night planes, they fly over your scene. You can wait for the drifting waves to come by, then maybe you can ask them why. Why they never change, and why your sea, it seems to stay the same. Don't float away, don't float away alone, no. Boats were made for two. Don't pass me by, I've got a reason why. Friends need friends to get by. No, don't float away, don't float away alone. No, boats were made for two. And don't pass me by, I've got a reason why. You need me and I need you, so don't go away.
Life is not a minute or a day. Don't look at what's past, what's gone away. I know the forecast is grim, but your spirit, oh, your spirit can't be blown away.
Don't go away, don't float away alone, no. Boats were made for two. Don't pass me by, I've got a reason why. Friends need friends to get by. Oh, don't go away, don't float away alone. No, boats were made for two. Don't pass me by, I've got a reason why. You need me and I need. So don't go away, don't float away, no. Boats were made for two. Don't pass me by, I've got a reason why. Friends are not your mothers or fathers, sisters, brothers, but I can't stand idle by. Don't go away, don't float away alone. No, boats were made for two. Don't pass me by, I've got a reason why. Friends are not your mothers or fathers, sisters, brothers, but I can't stand idle by. So don't go away.
Rick Bizdock, I wish I could tell you who the lady is singing with him, but I don't know. I'll find that out and we'll share it sometime. Recorded at Doug Milloway's Blind Owl Studios in Avon, Minnesota. That was titled Boats Don't Float Away. Well, up next, a fine gentleman and performer, Mr. John Kimball, who owns TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota, where we have an open mic the first Monday of every month. If you're within the listening area, join us, please. Bring your instrument of choice and join us. We have lots of fun from 7 to 10 p.m. Next one will be Monday, April 4. And this is off of John's Ben in the Heartland CD, and I have some very good news. He is about to start recording his third CD, and we're awfully excited about that. Here's John Kimball with Find Some Gold on MHB.
What do you do with the rest of soul? What do you do when you got no gold? What do you do when you want no part? What do you do with an empty heart? Get your guitar, fast car, miles and miles of open road. You go to both ends of every rainbow, try to find some gold. What do you do when your love don't? How do you keep from living in the past? When the spark of life is like a long lost friend, what does it take to get it going again? Help out a guitar, fast car, miles and miles of open road.
Kimball with his wife Tanya backing him up. Now, Tanya's just recorded a CD of all covers, her favorite covers, and John is credited as being on the CD also because he plays most of the maybe all the instrumentation. And wish I could play those songs on the show, but we're dedicated to playing nothing but original music here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a young lady who, as we speak, is performing at Jim Walsh's Mad Ripple Hootenanny at Harriet Brewing on Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis. Her name is Anna Marie Mitchell. She's from Webster, Minnesota. That's down around Owatonna. And she's been spending a lot of time in Nashville trying to further her career. And we wish her all the luck in the world. March 24th, yes, Thursday, Jim Walsh's Mad Ripple Hootenanny. So if you're somewhere within driving distance of Harriet Brewing, stop on down there. Doesn't give a time, really, but we can assume it's this evening. Here's Anna Marie Mitchell with House of Matches on Homebrew.
In their kitchen doing taxes. Where the hell daddy's been, I don't know. This house is built on thousands of matches. Just a matter of time before they blow. Down in Arkansas, cracking books at the school of law. The money is his only barricade. Someday he'll take balloons and fly to the tip top of the sky, where soon he'll make more than minimum wage. Town is getting small, and mama says I'm growing tall. She sighs and says you're gonna need new jeans. Gas prices are going up, it's getting hard to fill a cup, and I hear mama crying in her sleep, saying I just want someone to hold. Out that old screen door, facing hills of iron ore, ready to be yanked from where it lays. My fingers trace my hem of lace in deference to this dirty place. So baby, I don't wanna feel afraid. Oh, I just need someone to hold me. This little town is getting small, and mama says I'm growing tall. She sighs and says you're gonna need new jeans. Gas prices are going up, it's getting hard to fill a cup, and I hear mama crying in her sleep, saying I just want someone to. Getting small, and mama says I'm growing tall. She sighs and says you're gonna need new jeans. Gas prices are going up, it's getting hard to fill a cup, and I hear mama crying in her sleep. Baby, I just want someone to hold me. Just want someone to hold me.
Marie Mitchell from Webster, Minnesota. House of Matches, that's purely acoustic, there with no embellishments in the studio. House of Matches. Well, we have a brand new song by our buddy Bob Muscovitz from Hackensack. And it is, of course, original because, as I mentioned before, we do not play any redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music here on Minnesota Homebrew. Nothing but pure creative work by brilliant Minnesota songwriters. And we do one outstate artist a week. Next week, we will be live again with a hodgepodge of music. The following week will be our monthly show dedicated to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Here's Bob with a song titled, Who's It For?
I read it in the early morning paper, another headline all about the war. It sounded like we're trying to spread our freedom, but who's it for? Who's it for? The soldiers on the ground are in a battle. We know that there's a price to pay and more. A question has come forward, people asking, who's it for? Who's it for? If there's a reason why we're in a foreign land, get it done and bring our soldiers home to stay. If there's a reason, why are we the one that stand? Does it have to always be the USA? I see it on the news that there is killing. The rebels there should maybe be ignored. There's purpose but not there is what we're saying. So who's it for? Who's it for? If there's a reason why we're in a foreign land, get it done and bring our soldiers home to stay. If there's a reason, why are we the one who stands? Does it have to always be the USA? There's people dying on this earth from hunger and disease. So tell us, is it really worth what we're fighting for? There's people causing problems all across the seven seas. Leaders seeking power and greed like none before. All together we can conquer, change the world for better and much more. Help the people needing our salvation, declare a war. That's who it's for.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
She hails from Seattle, Washington, and often returns to Minnesota to perform. Her name is Jasper Lepak, and she started writing songs just after college while living in Minneapolis. Between 2004 and 2009, she recorded five albums, and in the fall of 2009, she moved to Durban, South Africa with her husband, Kale. Her music found an enthusiastic audience, and in 2011, she recorded Forgiving Wind, which Rolling Stone, South Africa, hailed as an album full of beauty and original charm. Jasper became a Seattle resident in 2012 and released her seventh CD, Wide World, in April of 14. She tours frequently between her former homes and her new home in the Pacific Northwest, often accompanied by her husband, Kale, on accordion and harmonies. Here's Jasper Lepak, our Outstate Artist of the Week, with Song for the Doorman.
the beard at the table. Checkered print shirt with the buttons of pearl. Blue that descends from his eyes like the morning. Hands that are holding the songs of a girl. It's quiet on stage as she picks up her yearnings, sewn like a calico quilt to the strings. She's wearing the dress that her mother discarded, left on the spool of her sewing machine. And over the faces that sit in her garden, she sings like a nightingale pouring the wine. Inside the light there is nothing but music. Out in the dark there's a boy and his eyes. He knows all the words and the stories behind them. He's peddling wares made of feathers and bone. She's taken her heart and she's stitched up the pieces. He's selling her flowers by the side of the road. And over the chatter of bottles and voices, he captures their nickels and dollars and dimes. Inside the light there is nothing but music. Out in the dark there's a boy and his eyes. Its ribbons of memory. The suitcase is open and melody flies. She catches his eyes as her song is now ending. His fingers are drumming the table in time. And the pale yellow dress with the tiny white roses flickers like stars as she goes from the stage. Inside the light there was nothing but music. Out in the dark he will take her away.
We'll be right back.
name is Cheyenne Camel. Her CD, one and only CD that I know of, just bills her as Cheyenne. But she has roots in Greenbush, Minnesota. That's where you'll find some camels up that way, K-A-M-L. She counts her influences as Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, and Shania Twain. And you can tell she loves country music and connecting with the crowd. She says that every fan is a blessing. Isn't that sweet? Her CD was released in 2012. It's titled Confess, and it was backed by local Bemidji band Smokehouse. Well, up next, a group from the Rochester area, Root River Jam. They're a four-piece group comprised of David Wilson, Blake Bondi, David Beyer, and Sean Clark. They play Americana folk blues style of music. According to music blogger Jeff Hansel, Root River Jam will take you into the clouds and beyond with incredible instrumentals and joyous singing that's downright fun to hear. Here's Root River Jam with Leave This Town. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, 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 how can I not segue into that? And then we'll play the song by Root River Jam. Sorry about that, guys. Beer news. Yes, we're very, very excited because we learned this week that Shell's beer out of New Ulm, Minnesota, is announcing a new Grain Belt lager. Isn't that exciting? Grain Belt just has the two offerings right now, Grain Belt Premium and Grain Belt Northeast. But now they have one called Lock and Dam. And according to the Bring Me the News website, it'll be released April 4th. To celebrate Shell's purchase of the iconic Grain Belt beer sign on Nicollet Island. Isn't that something? Shell's bought the beer sign, and they say that they're going to light that sign up. I guess it hasn't been lit for quite a few years. This beer is slightly more hoppy than the other Grain Belt beers. Brewers say they highlighted the Calypso hop this time around. It will be available year-round in 6-packs, 12-packs, and kegs. And by summer, it will also be available in 16-ounce cans. If you're a beerophobe like I am, you can't miss the fact that canned beer is coming back. Shell's owns and brews Grain Belt, of course, and announced last month it had finalized a deal to buy the sign and plans to relight it in the summer of 2017. The brewery says that that sign has been dark since, get this, 1975, with the exception of a few brief lightings. Founded in 1860, Shell's says it's the oldest brewery in Minnesota and the second oldest family-owned brewery in the United States. That's interesting, because I heard that Point Beer out of Stevens Point was the second oldest family-owned brewery in the country. I'll have to check that out. Of course, the first is Yingling from Pennsylvania. So there's your beer news for tonight, and I apologize to Root River Jam, but here's their fine tune titled Leave This Town.
Driving to a working man's place, gonna drop some freight, gonna see what I'm made of. When I'm riding on fat, for all that I have stacked, think the one whose name I own. And if I get some time, maybe I'll try Today's such a bore if I get an idea, two or more, and I can write them all down. Then can I be sure use this time for real? No, I don't want to go, cause I feel like I just can't do it anymore. No, the day just goes so slow.
River Jam, Leave This Town. Thank you, guys. You can download their songs from their website, rootriverjam.com. Well, I have my guitar with, and it's the first time in probably 6 months that I've done that. And I used to do it a lot, but I don't know. The winter, it's kind of hard to take the guitar out in the winter. And I've kind of been in generally a funk about performing and a real glut in my songwriting, but I'm starting to come out of it, I think. Anyway, Bob convinced me to bring my guitar. And my wife collects those $680 checks from people who have to reinstate their driver's license due to drinking too much alcohol. And I think that may have given me the idea for this song about a truck driver from Canada who imbibes just a little bit too much. It's titled Canada Dry. I look in the mirror, red lights are near her. Can they be after me? Hell is not knowing, the lonely is showing, my heart's in atrophy. Town after town ain't slowing down, sorrows I drown, here's mud in your eye. If this keeps up, I'm gonna drink Canada Dry. Drunk from Toronto to Winnipeg, in BC I get in a wreck. Slept on a floor up in Labrador with some dame from Quebec. There's nothing left of this love I'm bereft of, now I sit all alone. She left this morning with no word of warning, headed the parts unknown. Beer after beer, dodging the deer, all I can hear's her callous goodbye. If this keeps up, I'm gonna drink Canada Dry. Got me a deadhead to Saskatoon, Dawson is 2 weeks away. So I followed her tracks out to Halifax, then heard she's in Thunder Bay. So I'll put the pedal down to the metal, aim her straight down the road. There's no denying her memory's dying, but still I must carry the load. Time after time, mountains I climb, knowing that I'm living a lie. If this keeps up, I'm gonna drink Canada Dry. Well, there you go. Hope you like that.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yeah, that's right. This act is called, I'm not sure. I should have asked ahead of time, done my homework. D-Y-A-D and then Riot. Is that Dyad Riot or Dyad Riot? Or I'm not sure, but they're a new group. And if you'll just bear with me, I have my guitar in my hand. They are a two-piece group. And one of the members is somebody that we play on this show. So I'm just paging down here. Not very professional of me, but... Quiet Riot. While I'm doing that, I just want to remind you, if you're down in the St. Croix Falls area this weekend, yours truly is going to be playing with the Rockin' Relics Saturday night at the Dallas House from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Boy, that gets late for this guy. And we're going to have a good time. A lot of the class of 69 will be there, along with some of the class of 68, which is my class. And we're going to have a good time playing those classic rock tunes from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Again, that's 9 to 1. Saturday night at the Dells House in St. Croix Falls at the intersection of Highway 8 and Highway 35. Now, Dyad Riad says they believe in the power of a well-written song with a socially conscious message and use the live experience to deconstruct our material. Our home is truly on the stage. In a world where everything has been done before, we have found uniqueness. They implement looping, guitar effects, violin effects, vocal processing, and drum processors to create a unique, funky vibe, highlighting their positive attitudes. The members are, yeah, there it is, Ash St. John. We've played him many times. Romy on Cajun. I think that's Cajon. Electronic sample pads, bongo, snares, djembe, and then there's somebody named Lucas, who's their editor. And going back, Ash plays, does vocals, looping, the atmosphere, violin, guitar, and pedal effects. So get ready for this. This is fun. It's kind of pop and hip-hop. Dyad Riad with Mad Respect on MHB.
me much more whole.
What's so wrong? You can't speak out. What's different now? And how can I fix this if I don't know what's hard to show, what's hard to say? You know I'll be here anyway. Life survives to crush you when you're down. And take a chance on me to turn you around. And I'd have thought that you would know by now. Off than the rest, I can attest. Just look at me. I'm not one to judge these eyes. See, cause life sometimes to crush you when you're down. Take a chance on me.
That's a group called Harbor and Home, and see what I have on them. They're an Americana band based out of Minneapolis with rich, soulful vocals and tight harmonies. I'd agree with that. The group offers a versatile sound that fits almost any venue. A group of friends who for several years played music together. They formed Harbor and Home in early 2013 with the simple mission of being a light in the dark, whatever that may be, and to always be there for those who need them. Members are Caleb Williams on guitar and vocals, Nathan Johnson on keys and vocals, Johnny Q on bass, and Sam Nargon on drums. Well, I wanted to just point out that as we speak again, all sorts of things seem to be happening in the Twin Cities. This is definitely not the place to be, I don't think. Tonight is a CD release party for Tim Cheesebrough. And this is being held at the Cedar Cultural Center. The doors opened at 7, and at 7:30, No Grass Limit, a group we play on this show, performed. And then at 8:30 was the Honey Dogs' Adam Levy doing a solo. I don't have any of his stuff. And then at 9:30 is Tim Cheesebrough, and he has a brand new CD, and I told him that if he sends me those songs, I would have actually played one tonight as sort of a warm-up for the event, but he must have wanted to keep it a secret until the show. So anyway, the Cedar Cultural Center is rocking tonight with No Grass Limit, Adam Levy, and Tim Cheesebro. Yeah, if you're down that way, stop on in. Well, we don't have too much time, folks. Again, want to remind you, I'll be down at the Dell's House in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin this Saturday night with the Rockin' Relics playing classic 60s, 70s, 80s. Stop on by. It would be just wonderful to see you and to meet you. That's my hometown. In fact, 40 years ago, I guess it was 41 years ago, I was in the house band that played downstairs. And we rocked the place for sure. And that group was called Spunk. Well, time for one more song by Joey Shaheen and the group The Wrong Omar. This is titled More Than Miles. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again live next week, God willing, on Minnesota Homebrew.
Is heart to heart and hand, and our correspondences are vague, reflections echoing, create responses just as if you're out there listening to me. I'm more than Mars, and I stand between us, mountains high. Canyons wide and open seas. Now it won't matter if you're moving right next door to me. You've got to do what's best for you and I for me. Oh, more than miles, and I stand between us, mountains high and rivers deep. Now it won't matter if you're standing. Straight line.